This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the John Kennedy assassination. We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow and give you some insight. There's been, I don't know, a gazillion books written on this, right? And I don't know which one's true and not true. I couldn't tell you. I don't think any of you could really tell us, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to have Dan Pilla on in a few minutes. Talk about the, you know, tax issues. Everybody gets so nervous when they hear about the IRS. And it does. It does make you nervous. It does create problems for some people. I guess it's a real form of anxiety, triggering, right? That's the best way to put it. It's a real form of triggering. But it doesn't have to be. You get out in front of it. You get the right information. You work with the right people. Right? Doesn't have to be a big deal. But I love you. Some people sent me, you know, links. And I don't have time to check them out for bad language, so I try not to play them unless I absolutely have to. So if you send it to me before the show, at least I'd have time to check them out. But here's what I love. I love these young people who keep calling the cops, you know, pigs, and they have to be, you have to get rid of them. You have to disband them. You want to disarm them. And then when the crud hits the fan, who are you calling? Who are you calling for help? There's a video with these people on the people, animals. I don't even know what are you going to call them? I mean, protesting is one thing. You know, in the 60s, they were protesting against a war where people were actually getting killed. Right? They were going to Vietnam, and they were actually dying there. And these people are protesting Ann Coulter, who's closer to their side now when it comes to Donald Trump, and yet they're too ignorant to know it. So there was, you know, the protester, you know, or a protester was escorted out of the College Republicans and Culture event this week. Right? They called police officers, removed her, effing pigs. Right? Now, this was after she flipped off Coulter, the person they were taking out. And, you know, that's another thing, too. I love their arguments. Their arguments are always extremely nasty language. They don't have a comeback for you other than you're this, you're that, you're a blanking this or a blanking that. Right? She flipped off Ann Coulter. She said, you're a blanking Nazi. And then as the police were escorting her out or taking her out, she was calling them blanking pigs. And you know what? When the crap hits the fan and they come after her, she's going to be calling for those blanking pigs to help her, right? And then she starts screaming, this is my free speech. You're not arresting me for my free blanking speech. No. They're arresting you, right, for not dispersing when they tell you to. They're arresting you, right, for being disorderly in an event. You can't sit there and just shout somebody down. That's not. So you're allowed to have free speech. This is how whack they are. They're allowed to have free speech when they're stifling somebody else's free speech. That's how they see it. Right? And you see in the video, right, she got her hands in front of her. She's trying to cover herself. And that's all she was doing. She was just yelling like the others were, yelling at Ann Coulter. There was no, you're wrong for believing this. There was no sitting there listening to her, taking notes, and then nailing her after the event when she opens it up to questions. But they don't want to do that. You know why? Because there'll be stuff there they can't refute. There'll be things there they don't want to hear, and they can't refute it, so they're going to have to take it as truth, and it's going to make them so uncomfortable. Right? Come on, think about that. Think about how true that is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, that's why I keep telling you people, please. Yes, I know. I don't mean to say you people. Some of you get mad at me for doing that. But please get involved. Understand. Right? Don't just listen to the party line. Understand what it is you're coming at. Have the facts to deal with it. And again, like I keep saying, you're otherwise you're no better than they are. Now we've got local elections coming up as well. Many of you are coming up on your primaries and other kind of elections in municipalities, small municipalities. You want to really, and I see it happen in my area too, you want to make sure that you really know who you're supporting. And it's not that you can really know anybody, but find out more about them. Don't just get excited because you went to an event and they gave a great speech and they got you all pumped up and they got you all happy. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because that's what gets us in trouble most of the time. Make sure they stand for what you stand for. Make sure they have the same values you have. People do it all the time. Where they vote for somebody just because they have an R or a D. And when it comes to the primaries, you have several choices. Make sure you really know who you're dealing with. Joe was in your house. You listen to Real Side. Dan Pillar was with us after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me so much. Let me just bring him on because I'm dying to hear what he has to say.
We talk about this stuff on a regular basis. You guys are always asking me questions about taxes. I am the wrong guy to ask about taxes, okay? I mean, seriously, you got to go to specialists for this kind of stuff. And if you're one of those people, no matter what it is, you know, I told you this story the other night. I keep getting these, for a couple of business entities I have at another address, I keep getting these letters from the IRS, and they used to scare the crud out of me. And then I started opening them, and for some odd reason, they keep changing my address on their own. And they're just telling me they're changing my address. But the fact that I was afraid to even look inside those envelopes tells you something about that wonderful government agency. But the guy that knows more than anybody else about this for three decades, Dan Pillow, has been a national leader in taxpayers' rights defense, IRS abuse prevention and cure, regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. I've asked him to come on, put us at ease so you don't have to keep taking those meds you're taking every time you think about paying your taxes. Dan, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is one of those things, and you know, you've been in this business for a long time. People, when you talk about the IRS or they think about dealing with the IRS or even opening up that letter, like I was saying, it is just devastating, almost like a bad horror movie, right? I mean,
Yeah, people are very intimidated by the IRS. They're intimidated by the system. They're obviously intimidated by the agency's power. The IRS has more collection powers than any other creditor, certainly in this country for sure. And people don't know how it works. People think the IRS can do anything it wants to do, and people think they have no rights or no powers when it comes to dealing with the IRS or fending off the agency. And none of that's true, but most people don't know it. In fact, a couple of years ago, the National Taxpayer Advocate did a survey on taxpayers' rights, and she asked a representative number of taxpayers, two simple questions. Number one, do you realize you have rights as a taxpayer? And number two, do you know anything about them? And fewer than 50% of the people answered, said they had, that they didn't believe they had any rights. And of the folks that said they did think they have any rights, less than 25% of them could name, any particular right that they had when dealing with the IRS. So, yeah, the level of ignorance is profound, and that's why people end up getting run over. That's the reason.
Well, Dan, it's one of those places where even when you call the IRS, and, we've done this over the years from time to time, even the person on the other end of the phone who gets paid to be an IRS employee doesn't have all the answers for you. So how is, lowly Joe Messina going to try to move through the IRS procedures or any of that stuff to get real answers, to get real help? Because if I make a mistake, it's on me, not the person on the other end of the phone. How do we get informed?
Well, that's very true, Joe. I mean, the fact of the matter is that when it comes to the underlying tax liability, the IRS is not bound by the advice it gives people. You can get penalties and interest canceled if you rely on erroneous IRS advice, but the taxpayer's got the burden of proof to show that they got the advice from the IRS in the first place. The short answer to your question when it comes to taxpayers' rights, that's why I've been writing books for over 40 years, to help people know what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS, and to make sure that people understand what they can do to stand up to the agency legitimately and properly and effectively.
Yeah, and Dan, people do have, the IRS has been painted as this big beast, and as you say, they make a statement, you have to follow that statement, you have no way to push back, you have no way to fight back, but that's not true. They are a regular agency. There are ways that you can I don't want to say get them to play ball with you, but play ball in a civil manner, correct?
Well, but I think your first comment was correct. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you've got so many rights when you're dealing with the IRS, depending on the situation that you're in, whether it's an audit, an appeal, a collection situation, that you can get the IRS to play ball with you. There just isn't any question about it. But you have to know what those rights are and how to use them and when they apply and so forth. And that's again this level of ignorance that we've been talking about, that people just don't have the information they need to deal with this agency on an effective basis.
Right. Let's just go through some. Well, first of all, people hear your commercials, I'm sure, all the time, but they don't know anything about Dan Pillow. I mean, we hear companies come and go on a regular basis. You've been around for a while.
Sure.
How do I know you weren't a shoe salesman 3 weeks ago? Tell people about who you are and how long you've been at this.
Well, yeah, I've been at this for more than 40 years, and I got started in the late 1990s as a result of problems that my father had with the IRS. He had a small business in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Actually, I got started in the late 1970s, Joe, not 90s, 70s. geez, I'm dating. I'm really dating. So anyway, he had a small business here in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Got behind on his employees with holding taxes, and in 1974, the IRS padlocked the doors and auctioned his equipment off for a couple cents on the dollar. Yeah. And then in 1978, now we're talking about, the IRS turned their attention to our family home and they tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability. And that's when I got started. I got started just strictly as a matter of desperation, trying to help my family solve that problem. And I remember I came home one day and my mom was sitting at the kitchen table with an envelope in her hand from the IRS, and she hands me this letter. And she says, "What do you make of this?" And I read it and I said, "Well, it looks like they're going to try to seize the house." And she says, "Well, you know, what do we do about it?" Of course, I had no idea what to do. I was about 19 years old at the time. But what I did do is I went over to the local law school law library just on the edge of downtown St. Paul. I started fumbling around in the Internal Revenue Code, not even knowing what I was looking for. And I literally stumbled onto a section of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS, and I start reading in that code section. And I didn't get six pages into it, Joe, and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize my parents' home. And so I did what any 19-year-old would do under the circumstances. I sued the IRS. And I just pasted together a Mickey Mouse lawsuit based on the information that I read in the law library over the course of a few days there, and I sued the IRS. And before too long, I found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis in front of a judge, and the IRS flew an attorney in from the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. to have my case thrown out. And I stood in front of this judge, and I said, "Judge, this is about how polished I was at the time. I just said, "Judge, you know, the statute says this, and the IRS is trying to do something different, and, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to get away with that." And I sat down. I mean, that's about all there was to it.
Wow.
And this attorney stood up, and he starts blathering things about court cases this and statutes that. When we come back from the break, I can finish up the story.
I don't have to do this show anymore. All my guests know what that means. I'll be back in a minute. Joe, receive your host. Don't go far. You got to hear this. Dan Pillow joins me. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't get too far from the radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust,
according to Attorney General Avichai Mandelbilt, prolonging the country's political uncertainty as it looks to head into the third national election this year. Netanyahu, who has denied wrongdoing and said he's the victim of a witch hunt, faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of bribery and a maximum 3-year term for fraud and breach of trust, according to legal experts. The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore pled guilty to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges in a case involving the sales of her self-published children's books. Catherine Pugh pled guilty in federal court to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the government, and 2 counts of tax evasion. Pugh faces up to 35 years in prison. Her sentencing is set for February 27. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. A little boogie wonderland, right? Is that what it is? I don't know. You guys probably know better than I do. Joe Mattini, your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I want to bring the guy back on that has a clue. Help calm your nerves when it comes to dealing with the IRS.
Write this down, but I don't want you to go there now. You go there after the show. TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan Piller's my guest tonight. He's for three decades, Dan has been the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights. Yeah, and listen, I can go through all this, but the biggest claim to fame for me right now, at 19 years old, he went up in front of a tax judge. God, this man has got guts. Dan, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you were telling me the story about how, you know, your family was having an issue with taxes, the family business was having an issue with taxes, and you went in front of a tax judge at 19 years old and basically said, hey, what they're doing is wrong.
I filed the lawsuit. As I said, I found myself in federal court in Minneapolis in front of a federal judge, and I was trying to stop the IRS from taking that property, and so I make this little Mickey Mouse speech to the judge about the IRS, you know, ought to not be able to get away with this. And when I was finished, this Justice Department attorney stands up and he starts blathering to the judge about court cases this and statutes that. And I had no idea, Joe, I had no idea what this guy was talking about. And I'm not sure he did either, but I sure as heck didn't. But the thing is, when he was done, he went on for about 15 or 20 minutes. When he was done, the judge looked at him and pointed at me and said, he's right. And he slammed the gavel. And I thought, well, this is easy. I was able to shut that seizure down. Now, here's the thing. In between the time that my dad lost his business in 1974, when he got in trouble with the IRS, actually a couple years before that, And the time that we were in that courthouse, 1978, 79, now that that happened, my dad got involved in the tax protester movement. I know you know who these people are, that they claim the taxes are unconstitutional and they're illegal and they don't apply to U.S. citizens. All of this stuff, you know, and you can plead the Fifth Amendment, just on and on with this stuff that doesn't work, right? But
right.
These people, what happens is people gravitate to these arguments when they're in trouble with the IRS and they're desperate and they see no other hope. And that's what happened to my dad. He got sucked into these things as some sort of a way to solve the problem. Well, in many cases, it just makes it worse, made it worse in my dad's case. Anyway, the point is, Joe, that the courtroom was packed that day with about 100 people. Most of them were my dad's tax protester buddies, all of whom had IRS problems. So by the time I got home to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door. And they said, can you help me with my tax problem? And I said, sure, baby, I'm undefeated. Let's go here. And so it was an instant practice. I was immediately involved in the most egregious kinds of tax collection cases that there were at the time. And you know, I cut my teeth on these kinds of things, levies and seizures and these serious audits. And this is where I learned how to deal with it. And I approached every single question exactly the same way that I approached my mother's case by accident, all right? But I stumbled onto a little formula that I used and I still use, and that is, I asked two questions. What is the IRS doing in this case? What does the law allow them to do? And I find that the answers to those two questions are different in 50% of the cases. That is, half the time the IRS is not following the rules, its own procedures, when they're trying to deal with people and trying to collect taxes. The IRS is cheating blind half the time.
Wow. But do you think that, okay, in all honesty now, do you think that some of the IRS employees, as I said earlier, on the other end of the phone, or even some of the auditors, just simply really don't know what they're doing? I mean, it'd take you 20 years to learn the IRS code, wouldn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. There's roughly 85,000 coming up on 90,000 IRS employees, and I would say that most of those employees are not interacting with taxpayers directly.
Right.
But obviously a good deal of them are. They're auditors, tax collectors, phone people, and so on. A great number of support folks as well that never interact with the public. But the point is, most of those people are just trying to do their job. But the ones that are interacting with taxpayers, too many of them don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the law is, and they don't care. I mean, that's the other problem, is they don't care. And so this is why it's so important for people to understand what the law is and what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS, because you can't ever count. And this is another point that the taxpayer advocate made in the study that I referred to before the break, where I talked about all of her analysis of people's opinions about their rights. She also points out that the IRS very rarely explains taxpayers' rights to people, even though they're supposed to do it. The IRS has got a publication called Publication 1 that's supposed to tell you what your rights are. It's only 2 pages, Joe.
I know.
It's 2 8.5 by 11 pages. It's a joke. It's a farce. I mean, just for example, one of the most important rights you have as a citizen when dealing with the IRS is the right to challenge penalties. The IRS issues 35 to 40 million penalties against taxpayers every single year, and every single penalty provision of the tax code can be canceled if you can demonstrate that you acted in good faith and based on a reasonable fault cause for your actions, and you didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules. They don't say not one word about that right in Publication 1. Not a single word.
Yeah, I read that a couple of times. You're right. It's 2 pages. You're often curious when you see things that come down from the IRS. You hop on their website. First of all, it's almost impossible to find anything on there. But when you do find stuff, like I said to you earlier, you start reading through this and you say to yourself, my God, I can't understand this terminology. I don't understand. You talked about double negatives. You might as well shoot me in the head at that point. It's over, because I don't get it. All right.
It's very difficult, which is frankly, one of the reasons why my material has been so popular, never mind effective, but popular for so long, is because I write it in street terms, so to speak. I treat the reader as if they know nothing about the federal income tax laws. I take the reader from the bottom rung of the ladder, one step of the way, all the way up, and all the way through without legalese, without the mumbo jumbo, so that you, with clear illustrations and examples, so you can see exactly how this stuff works.
Listen, people, write, get a pencil. If you're driving, don't reach for a pencil. Write this down now. 800-553-6458. That's 800-553-6458. Or go to taxhelponline.com. You can get Dan's book there, and there's a lot of information in the book. It's easy reading, I'm telling you. And again, I tell you all the time on the show, you got to get informed. You have to go to the experts, and you have to get informed. You cannot shoot from the hip. Dan, you were talking about those. It's funny. I've got a couple of my friends that are in that group that the IRS is illegal, and you shouldn't pay the taxes, and you shouldn't. He says, you know what? Then don't pay the taxes. I'll watch. I'll watch what happens. And when you're sitting in jail, you can scream, you're illegal, and I don't have to pay you. It doesn't work that way, you know? So,
well, no, it doesn't work that way. And here's the reality, Joe. The fact of the matter is, even those folks that take that stand that you know, just aren't going to pay their taxes or file their returns or whatever, the fact is most of them aren't going to end up in jail because you know, the IRS – when you're dealing with the IRS in a civil environment where it's a dollars and cents fight, right, they want to disallow this deduction or disallow that deduction or try to collect money from you, they say you owe. That's civil. There's no risk of going to jail in that situation. In the civil environment, where the vast overwhelming majority of taxpayers will always function, dealing with the IRS has no burden of proof. They never have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. All right. And this is one of the struggles that people have, is how do you meet the burden of proof? However, if they accuse you of a crime, then that's different. They have to prove the case, and they have to prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that you deliberately set out to evade the payment of your taxes. Not just made a mistake, not just did something wrong, but you had the criminal intent of evading your taxes. And that's a pretty difficult burden of proof. And so there's you know, you got a better chart. You really have a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a tax crime. But here's what the reality is. If you don't file your tax returns and you don't pay your taxes, you don't report your income, the IRS can file a return for you. It's called a substitute for return, and they do it all the time. And so if you don't file your tax returns, the IRS is going to look for your wage income, W-2s or 1099s. Well, what if you don't have any wage income? What if you're self-employed? Okay, then what they use are Bureau of Labor Statistics, where they'll say, well, Joe Smith over here is a plumber, and plumbers in Minneapolis, they make $68,000 a year. So Joe Smith is a plumber in Minneapolis, so that's what he earned. And so they write that down on a tax return. They send you the bill. You owe the tax, and now they will collect it unless you can prove they're wrong.
And you can never prove they're wrong. Well, I shouldn't say that. Okay, Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. We'll be back more with Dan Pilla on your tax issues right after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptide from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former
client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back.
I'm your choice.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me so much. I really do. But let's get back at it, because you know, this tax stuff starts to roll up on everybody. We're coming up on the end of the year. You need to know what your rights are and how you can fight back.
Dan Pillow joins me. He's for three decades, he's been the nation's leader in taxpayer rights, defense, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. He's regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. I got to tell you something. The man started, this is something I'm never going to forget. He started at 19 years old. He got in front of a tax judge. That takes a very thick spine. Dan, thanks for being with me today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joe.
Yeah. And you were a print jockey before that. And Dad.
Well, I was a kid working in his dad's print shop.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, it got seized in 1974. At that time, I was about, I suppose, 14 or so, right in there, 14, 15. It was either ninth, or probably ninth grade or so is about when that happened. And you say, you know, thick skin to do this. Hey, Joe, listen, I didn't know what I was doing. This is the thing. I filed that lawsuit just following basically cookbook formulas that I found in the books in the law library. I didn't know that you could stop the IRS, that you couldn't stop it. You know, the prevailing attitude is you can't stop the IRS. They can do anything they want. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know you couldn't stop the IRS. So I thought, well, of course I'm going to file this lawsuit. What could go wrong? And that's what I did, and I was able to stop them. It was my ignorance that pushed me ahead, not fearlessness. It was ignorance. But that doesn't have to drive the decisions that your listeners make. You're not making decisions out of ignorance now. You're making decisions from a position of power because now we know exactly what works and what doesn't work.
Dan, did your dad ever look at you and say, son, are you sure?
Actually, here's the other fascinating part of the story. After the IRS seized my dad's print shop, he went back inside. So they got the red seizure notices on the doors, and he thought, well, who do they think they are? They aren't going to stop me. So he went back inside and started, doing whatever it was he was doing in there, and they arrested him while he was in there. And they charged him with the federal crime of rescuing seized property, and that was several months after they locked it up, he went back inside. But he then eventually, three, four years later, went to trial on the charge. I was a senior in high school, actually, when they went through the trial of his allegation of rescuing seized property. Of course, he was convicted of that. It was a cinch conviction because they seized it and he was inside. So end of story there. He ended up doing 9.5 months in federal prison, and that's when they tried to seize the house. So when I got the injunction, Joe, my dad was actually in jail over all this.
Oh, wow. God bless you, man. That's amazing. All right, so let's the average Joe, pardon the term, right? So the average Joe taxpayer is out working every day. He has his payroll taxes taken out, and he's just doing his thing, just trying to feed his family. I mean, how often does the average taxpayer get audited, and what triggers those audits?
Well, there's a couple of things that trigger audits, and first of all, the vast majority of audits that are done are of the average Joe. You know, it's not the high income earners necessarily.
Really?
The IRS targets people, Joe, where they think they can get the most money. And that's with folks who are ignorant and don't know what their rights are and don't know what the rules are. And so those are the folks that generally get run over. Listen, the high dollar people can afford the hotshot lawyers and accountants to put the IRS through their paces. So the IRS doesn't like to mess with those folks because they want to get the money. That's what it's all about. In fact, you take all 4 million words of the tax code, you can boil them down to just three, get the money. That's what they want to do. Now, as far as targeting folks for audit is concerned, there's a number of ways they do it, but the most common way is through a program called the Discriminant Income Function System. It's called the DIF program. And what this program does, sophisticated computer program that compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession. If any line of that return is out of sync with the averages, the difference is scored. It's called the DIF score. The higher the score, the more likely you are to be audited because the IRS believes, based on that analysis, that the farther away you are from the averages, the more likely it is that your return is wrong. All right, so about two-thirds of all the returns selected for audit are based on that DIF score. It's not a random selection. The IRS will tell you, well, it's random. We drew your name out of a hat. No, that's not what happens. Sometimes they do that, but it's rare. Two-thirds of every return selected is based on that DIF program. So the IRS knows going in that they believe something could be wrong. Of course, they don't know that until they see your records or it turns out that you don't have any records. But that's what drives the selection process. The other third of the returns that are selected for audit are selected mostly on the basis of what they call compliance initiatives. A compliance initiative is a program that the IRS identifies as being an area highly susceptible to abuse. For example, small business people that don't show a profit in their business, the IRS has a compliance initiative pointed at them to audit them to take the position, so that the IRS can take the position that the business is not a legitimate business, it's just a hobby, and so therefore people don't get their deductions because they're not business deductions, so therefore they can't claim their losses. That's one example. Another example of a compliance initiative is any offshore activity that shows up on a tax return. For the last 10 or 15 years, the IRS has been screwing itself into the ground to try to flesh out all these people that put money offshore. Those are just two examples, but there's dozens of compliance initiatives, and they shift over the years. The IRS changes focus depending on what the patterns of behavior tend to be in various areas.
Okay, just in a real general format, is there stupid things that people do, again, at the regular average taxpayer level that sends up every flag the IRS has? What's one thing that they do that you just shouldn't do?
Well, look, in terms of filing the tax return, it's important to understand that the burden of proof is on the taxpayer, Joe. The mistakes people make is thinking that they aren't going to be looked at by the IRS, and so they put stuff down on tax returns that they don't understand, or they use too many round numbers instead of putting actual numbers down on the return. For example, there are small businesses that might have $3,500 for advertising and $2,200 for their vehicle expenses and $1,700 for their rent. You know, well, you know, when you got all kinds of round numbers on the tax return, that obviously sends up a red flag. But the single most important thing that people need to understand is the taxpayer's got the burden of proof. Don't put anything on the tax return that you can't prove, because the IRS is going to say, we don't have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right.
Wow. And the rounding up, my wife is over here drilling holes in my head with her eyeballs. Because there was somebody. we were always, not just for taxes, but in other areas when you're running through numbers, you just round them up, get them as close as you can.
Sure. You know, but you can round up to the nearest dollar. And you should, you know, you shouldn't put $1,752.13 as your deduction. You can round up or down to the nearest dollar, and that's certainly fine. And in fact, IRS instructions tell you to do that. But rounding up to the nearest 100 or the nearest 500, you know, that just looks made up.
That doesn't work well, huh? All right, so we've only got a couple of minutes left. So real quick, small businesses, and I do mean real quick. A lot of people do in California, they're called DBAs, doing business as Joe's Window Washing Service. Are you better off to do a small corporation, LLC, or stick with the small business with a separate schedule?
Yeah, what we're talking about is a sole proprietorship,
yep,
versus a corporation like an S corporation or even an LLC, a limited liability company. For the vast majority of people, Joe, that are self-employed, single person out there, you know, basically working on their own as their job, no employees, you know, very little equipment, that kind of thing, those people are probably better served just keeping a sole proprietorship as opposed to a corporation or an LLC. And the simple reason for that is because the compliance environment for LLCs and corporations is for most people a nightmare, and I can't tell you how many small businesses I deal with week after week after week who cannot keep up with the compliance burdens that are required for corporations, LLCs, any entity really, a partnership, all the rest of that stuff. They have tremendous compliance burdens, and for most people it buries them.
All right, listen, we're up against it. I've had a good time, and the listeners are having a real good time because we're getting some good feedback. Tell people where to get your book, to take a deep breath and relax if they got an IRS letter. Get the book. Get informed.
Yeah, all of my books are available at my website, taxhelponline.com. That's all one word. There's no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is my national bestseller. It's helped tens of thousands of people to resolve tax collection problems they thought would never be solved. So if you're dealing with a levy, tax liens, a seizure, penalties, any of those kinds of things, the book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is going to help you. My other book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, shows you step by step by step how to avoid an audit in the first place and how to deal with audits.
All right.
If you have one,
we're there.
So it's taxhelponline.com.
Now, I always love when Dan's on. He has so much good information. And don't wait. You know, I'm not trying to be. Don't wait to get nailed. Okay?
Do not wait till you're in trouble. Do not wait till that letter hits your mailbox. You know, grab his book. You know, I mean, seriously, if you grab his book, you'll have some insight. It's not like it's not a $50 book or a $100 book, although it should be. It should be thousands of dollars, for God's sake. Trouble Seeing Your Host, you've been listening to The Real Side. I do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.